Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Park. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting third. The DH, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Clyburn. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drabek fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drabek. Durham moves to third. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mouton hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Danny Cliburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cliburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Rebule reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Park fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mudin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mudin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mudin moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive beyond third. Ventura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mudin moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Cliburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cliburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mouton scores. Pomeroy scores. Ripken moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo is 0 for 1 in the game. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dre Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Park fires to first and has Rabule trapped. There's the throw to Caruso who tags Rabule for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Caruso. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Caruso steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Jimmy Key now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mouton who is chasing the ball. Norton reaches third base with a triple. Caruso scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott takes first base on ball four. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cliburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cliburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cliburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Smith now pitching. Robert McArdo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McArdo is 0 for 2 in the game. McArdo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cliburn. McArdo reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. McArdo moves to third. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McArdo scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Doug Johns now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Johns covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster pinch hits for Rich Becker. Jamie Navarro now pitching. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Green pinch hits for Jeff Rabulet. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing center field. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abbott for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing center field. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Lyle Mudin. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cliburn now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now playing left field. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McArdo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McArdo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive beyond second. Alomar can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McArdo moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Caruso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso strikes out. 1 out. Armando Benitez now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. McArdo moves to third. Durham moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Bell reaches second base with a double. McArdo scores. Durham scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Danny Cliburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cliburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cliburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick hits a line drive beyond second. Durham can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for BJ Surhoff. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.